I am so excited to tell you about South Puget Sound Community College's Craft Beverage Business Management Program. You see, SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program is designed to provide you with the skills and knowledge you need to succeed in one of the fastest growing sectors in business. With a curriculum that includes courses on beverage production, distribution, and marketing, you'll learn the ins and outs of the craft beverage industry from some experienced professionals. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with industry leaders and gain valuable hands-on experience through internships and field trips. But check this out, that's not all. You'll also have access to state-of-the-art facilities and equipment, including a beautiful pilot brewery, cidery, and distillery. You'll learn the latest techniques and technologies for brewing, fermenting, and distilling. So if you're passionate about craft beer, cider, or spirits, and want to turn that passion into a career, visit spscc.edu/brewing.
Business and bourbon.
Why the hell did you start a business?
Real talk, real people.
What is my value? Because I didn't know it at the time.
Real drinks.
I am not everybody's cup of tea.
We're going to get real, man.
This is where you need to be. I'm Ronnell Richards, and this is where leaders come.
You're very open in sharing your story. Why?
We're doing business with human beings.
Like all those questions you would ask yourself if you transition to become an entrepreneur.
No guidelines, no rules, make it happen.
Education, inspiration, and motivation. Man, I can't wait to get into this. Welcome back to Business and Bourbon, where we have real talk with real, I'm gonna add something, real cool people, man. Oh. Like, for real, I got cool friends, like Reagan Roberts hanging out with me today. So, hey guys, first I wanna thank you for listening, watching, wherever you're enjoying this podcast, whether it is Spotify, Apple, YouTube, our website, wherever, I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us. And yeah, let's get into it. Today, we are still here at the beautiful Venetian Hotel, where we are in the B&B Lounge.
Ayo.
We're in the B&B Lounge, right?
Ayo.
We're in the Business and Bourbon Lounge in the Venetian Hotel, our beautiful penthouse, and I'm joined by Reagan Roberts. Reagan, what's up?
What's cracking?
You're over here classing up this joint.
That's the plan.
You look real classy today, man. You're like, you know, full-on professional, which I appreciate.
The mindset was, I want to be powerful and noticeable, but not sleazy. Makes sense.
I like it. Powerful works for me. So you had some time to hang out in the B&B lounge.
Yep.
Right. What'd you think? How are we doing in there?
Everybody was pumping me up because I was nervous as shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, see, that's what you get out of the Business and Bourbon community. You're going to get that support. You're going to get people that are going to pump you up.
Yes.
But you don't need pumping up because you are a rock star in this technology channel world. There's very few people that do not know who you are because of the work that you've done in the past. But you're doing some awesome stuff right now that we're going to talk about. But before we do, I need a favor from you.
Wait.
Okay, so
I've been ready to take
so
that.
We have this brand new partner that I'm super excited about. We got Magic Mind here. We've got their delicious little shots sitting here in our lounge, and they've got matcha and adaptogens, nootropics, and some immunity stuff in there to kind of help you recover from these.
Recover for channel.
Yes, to recover from conferences. So I want you to taste it. Tell me what you think.
Hold tight. To the dome. Cheers.
Yeah. Whatever you're comfortable with. What's the review?
I need the rest.
Can you taste those adaptogens?
I definitely wet my whistle.
So yeah, like I taste
ginger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
good for the tummy.
So like, you know, it's really supposed to be good for your like cognitive health. So I started with
how long does it take to kick in?
Well, so here's the thing. You gotta get on a routine. It's just like anything that's like natural, right? Like if you go ahead and like, now you can pop some pills and like feel something immediately, but anything that's like,
it's not an instant gratification thing. No, it's a
but after,
longevity
after a few
thing.
Days, yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole idea.
Well, it tastes good.
So I have been enjoying these for about a week, and I've made it part of my morning routine when I do my coffee with
it's
my
quite nice.
College. Yeah. I think so too.
It's quite nice.
Shout out to Magic Mind. All right.
Magic
so,
Magic Mind, Magic
Welcome.
Mike.
Welcome again to the show. So, like, the first thing I want to ask you, because I always like to know, what's far more interesting than what people do is who they are. And you're a pretty interesting person. But I want to ask you, the first question I want to ask you, I want to ask you what kind of music you listen to. Who's your favorite artist? Who's your favorite artist, your favorite singer, your favorite whatever?
My go-to is T.I. Motivation what? Jacks me up every time.
Okay.
Every time. I'm a little ratchet.
Okay. Okay.
I'm from the A.
A little bit of trap music.
I'm from the A. I'm originally from Georgia. You hear the accent. I know all his albums. Urban Legend was the sickest.
That's your favorite?
I was sitting on Ready when it dropped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember him when he came out with I'm Serious. Do you remember that one?
I remember. So I'm not like a fan of his like you are, but I do like T.I. and I have liked T.I. But
you know, do you know Motivation, that song?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, well, how can you not be hyped up about it?
I mean, so I'm more...
That's my go-to. It's my go-to. And my little one loves it.
When it comes to the ATL rap scene, T.I., I mean, he's the guy. He's on that Mount Rushmore at this point.
Yep.
But, like, I'm an Outkast guy.
Killer
Mike guy. You know, those are my guys. If I want to go like into one of the kind of like the godfathers of the scene in Atlanta, I'm gonna go with Pastor Troy a little bit, right?
A little Vice Versa.
Yeah, shout out to the old school Atlanta rappers.
Mm-hmm,
it feels weird calling them old school now, but those guys
it's
from
true.
Like the late 90s.
Nobody knows them anymore. You know, so Jeezy is like used to, okay, so like on Sunday. Yes, but on Sundays around my neighborhood, we would always like go out in your whips, everything, be like everybody clean up your whip, you ride around, you do your thing.
Yeah.
And Jeezy was like right up the street and used to come down on Sundays to my hometown.
Really?
Yes.
So do you know him?
No.
Can I get along? Oh, okay.
I wish.
We need an investor over here and I hear. We need a Business Suburban Invest. Can we get a Jeezy investment? So hey, let's talk a little business.
Okay.
What are you doing nowadays? Tell me what you're doing. Tell me about your company.
So I'm with Silver Sky. We're a cybersecurity company. MDR is like our thing, our big differentiator. We have an open API, which so we can ingest any environment. So that's our really big key thing.
Yeah.
But I am their new channel chief. I am developing their channel department.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get everybody to drink my Kool-Aid and understand the difference of direct and channel. And it's not transactional. It's relationship driven. And so my biggest hurdle right this minute is to make sure that my sales team understands that.
Which is a challenge, but it's one that you're up to. And I've met members of your team, and they just seem like fantastic
super
people.
Super smart, super sharp. Razor.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're relatively new to the channel, some of them.
It's an education because this, the whole like technology channel sales thing, yeah, it's like different than a whole lot of other industries that I've encountered. And
we're a different personality. We're a different breed.
So let's talk about that. Like, when did you start in this world? Like when?
About 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah. And what was your role? Who did you work for?
Okay. Well, I've been in telecom forever, literally out of college, telecom from the jump, which was not the plan, but you know, it's kind of like the mob. Like you get in, you just can't get out. You can't get out.
But in a good way. In a good way, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Help me out.
Yeah. So like you started about 17
years ago. In telecom.
Who was your first company you worked?
Deltacom.
Oh, you were a Deltacomer, huh?
Do you remember that?
Heck yeah. I worked for BTI at one point, and BTI and Deltacom acquired BTI.
So it was Deltacom, then I-Corp.
Yeah.
So majority of my industry experience was in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And me in D.C. was quite the experience.
Really?
Sounding like this and pounding the street there, you either knew your shit or you didn't. So you had 2 seconds, you know? It was like...
So... Here's the thing. Were you successful in part because, like, now clearly you learned your product and all that stuff, but like kind of like the almost oddity of like this, you know, of you with this deep Southern accent and while knocking on doors in DC, like I would have been like,
You get creative.
Yeah.
You get creative. There's been so many times where I've been locked in a staircase trying to outthink the elevator status because you have to have like a badge to get to the big boys, right? And I'm like, fuck it, I can figure it out. And so I go through the staircase.
Well, by the way, this is Business and Bourbon. You can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm just saying. So I've been stuck in the staircase plenty of times for trying to outsmart the whatever or outrunning the security trying to find me. Like, where's the solicitor?
Yeah.
I used to do voices. Like I would.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I would. I played with it. Uh-huh. I would play with it. I would have a different name. I'd have a different accent, and I would just try things out just to see what I could get past the gatekeeper.
Uh huh. What was your favorite accent? Your favorite go to? First of all, I bet you were horrible. I'm just saying, like, I bet you are horrible at these accents.
Oh,
give me one right now.
Which one? Pick one.
English?
Okay, well, you know my head of engineering is British, so I can mimic that.
Okay, do it. British accent, let's go.
Service guy, cybersecurity.
Ooh.
Top, you know. I can do it.
Okay.
Australian's actually my better one.
Yeah. You want to try it? Let's go. I'll try it first. I'm just kidding. I suck. I'm a horrible
accent. Hey, mate.
Oh.
Hey, mate. Blooming onion. Beer. Let's go. Oh. So, a nickname of mine, I played softball in middle school, and we do these summer camps, and a lot of our coaches were Australian, and there was this T-shirt at this summer camp, and it was like... something Rue, Raging Rue or whatever, and I kept mimicking the coaches, and they thought I was from Australia, and so one of my nicknames growing up was Rue, because I kept doing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how has that served you now? Like, you're not... Has that served you well today? Are you still... Are you doing accents with your kids? With your... You have what child?
100%. Yes. And she does it right back at me. So there's times where I'm like, my husband's asking me something. I'm like, don't know, Peter. And so my little one's like, don't know, Peter.
All right. So listen, I want to talk to you. You've now I've learned something. I didn't think there was anything like that I didn't know from your business career that was like, you know, edgy. And I guess that's kind of edgy, right? That's a little edgy. Like, I thought I knew everything, and now you just told me something that you're
out there
like... Well,
you have
to
be creative in D.C. Like, that's the thing. It's not like the South. In the South, you have to be grandfathered or godfathered in. You got to know Aunt Jackie, Aunt Tim down the road, you know? It's all about who you know, how you know them. And in D.C., it's not like that. Either you know your shit or you do not, and you got 2 seconds to do it, and you got to play with it, and either you get kicked out or you don't.
Yeah.
And so I learned how to parallel park like a champ, and I learned how to dodge security. I learned how to dodge security, and I had like, fucking rolls of quarters to park, and I figured it out.
Hi, I'm Ronnell Richards. I'm so excited to introduce you to Business and Bourbon on-demand experiences. Let me walk you through what a Business and Bourbon on-demand experience looks like. It starts with the shipping of your bespoke Business and Bourbon whiskey tasting or old-fashioned cocktail experience kit. Your attendees will receive that kit to their home or office. After opening their expertly prepared box, the first thing they'll see is a postcard with a QR code. Once they scan that code, they'll be greeted by a customized welcome message where you thank them and communicate your appreciation for the relationship. The message will be followed by a brief introduction by our team and a customized whiskey tasting or cocktail demonstration from one of our best in-class presenters. All personalized with your logos and speaking directly to your guest. Partner with Business and Bourbon and let us help you do better business through building deeper relationships.
Man, now you're bringing back a few memories for me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
There was no Park Mobile back then.
So like, I know, right? But by the way, I love Park Mobile. Shout out to Park Mobile. We actually have Park Mobile CEO on Business and Bourbon. Former CEO. Now he's on to a new challenge, but we had Jeff Perkins on So make sure you guys check out that episode. Anyway, it was a really good one. All right, so you know, you've been in this space now for 17, 18-ish years.
Yep.
And, you know, I've watched you continue to climb up, and now as the channel chief of Silver Sky. I'd love for you to impart some of your wisdom. Like, what have you learned in terms of what's helped you to build a successful career in this business?
Okay, everybody has their own superpower.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's not going to be the same. I feel like mine is I wear everything on my sleeve. There's pros and cons to it. Most people love it. Some people can. I've been taken advantage about it, but like I'm very genuine. There's not much that filters. It's brain, mouth, heart out, and I give a shit.
So that served you well. I mean, like
yes.
So that would be kind of your advice for someone that is getting into this world, like the building relationships through.
There's a couple things. You have your sales one-on-one things. Like you have to be responsive. You have to be diligent. You have to be sharp. You have to, someone asks you to do something, stand by your word, do what you're going to say what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But there's also this like intangible thing of like, I care about what you're doing. I understand what motivates you. I understand what makes you tick. And I want to elevate that. And there's this, do you understand what I'm saying? Like it's intangible. You can't teach someone that. It's either innate or it's not.
Well, do you have a process for that? Like, meaning like when you meet someone new in business, for you, is there like a way that you develop relationships or have or initiate conversations that try to set the foundation for having that sort of communication with people? Because I know that some, like you're like you said, we're heart on the sleeve sort of person. And some people in business, like they're absolutely the opposite.
I feel like I'm just not intimidating. People tell me things, open up to me. They want to talk to me.
Here's what you're saying.
I don't know what you call that, but I mean, I'm from the South. We're hospitable. You see someone walking down the street, you give them iced tea and you sit them on the porch. That's what we do. That's how I am.
Here's what I'm hearing you say.
Okay.
You know, how I'm interpreting it and what you've done is you've identified, you're comfortable with who you are. You know who you are and have identified whatever those assets are that you have and your personality thus far, and you lean into it. And so, you know, instead of saying, hey, listen, I'm someone that cares deeply and wears my heart on my sleeve a little bit, instead of being like, oh, I'm shutting that off. I can't be that at all. I'm going to lean into who I am. And by leaning into, like you also mentioned how maybe what's the word that you used? You're not intimidating, right?
No.
But you've leaned into that and you understand that. And that's part of what helps you to connect with people.
Like I said, everyone has their superpower. That's my superpower.
But you got to identify it, which you've done. Some people, Reagan, what they will do is they'll say, well, I'm not intimidating, so I need to be more intimidating. I got to carry myself different. I got to change my posture. I got to change the way I talk. But what you said is, hey, listen.
At the end of the day, people are human. People are in business for people, and they buy from people that they like.
Yeah.
And either you can read them or you can't. And there's been plenty of times where, you know, I've made a deal by just going out and having a cigarette with somebody and just being human, being like, I'm a mom, you're a dad, mm-hmm. we're in business, we do the same thing, we're grinding, we're traveling 24/7. It's just like a camaraderie.
Yeah, I love it. So if you could go back to, you know, 17, 18 years back in the past, talk to yourself, your current self, what would you tell her? What would you say? What wisdom would you impart to help her and her?
Trust your gut, girl. Trust your gut. Have more confidence in yourself. I'm such a self-deprecator.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
I'm such a self-deprecator, and I don't see what some people see and some things that people tell me. Like, I don't see it. I don't feel it. 15, 20 years ago, I want to go back and tell that girl, like, trust it, do you, and be confident in it.
Love it. Love it. All right. Hey, tell everyone out there that now wants to connect with you, do business with you and your company and your team, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Ooh, should I throw out my digits?
Maybe not. How about LinkedIn? We'll have show notes and everything. Okay, I don't know.
I didn't know if we were swiping right or left. No.
Yeah, let's not. I love that. No, let's. What platforms are you active on? Like LinkedIn,
Twitter, all the social media things. Okay. Which I'm the worst millennial, by the way. But we are on all of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah, best way to get it. I mean, depending on where you are, what market you're in, me first, you know, I'm the top of the channel and I can deviate out to my team, depending on your market, and let everybody know their digits and their email address. But best way, LinkedIn first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. So we also have in the show notes contact information. So those of you that want to reach out to Reagan and her team and in either partnership or as customer, they will direct you wherever you need to go. So go check them out. Check out Silver Sky. See what they're about. Check out Reagan. See what she's doing. And if you think like you'd be a great partner for them, please reach out using LinkedIn. And if you're lucky, you'll get the digits of one of her staff.
or mine.
All right. So, guys, hey, we're coming to the end of this particular episode. And I, as always, I want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with us. It means the world to me. Please, if you are not a subscriber, please subscribe. And subscribe on every platform. Every platform, please.
What's your favorite one?
Ooh, great question. Ooh, no one's asked me any questions this season yet. I love it. So,
yeah, you're welcome.
My favorite one right now, wherever you guys are watching me from. No, okay.
You got to pick.
Okay.
You're not going to do it, though, are you?
So, Spotify, this is the first season where we've been all video.
So, is that your favorite?
So, that's where I'm going. So, like, Spotify now broadcasts in full video. So, I really appreciate you guys supporting us on Spotify. They're supporting the community and growing the podcasting community. So, yeah, that's what I would say right now. But we're on everywhere. Again, guys, thank you for watching. Reagan, we end the show the same way every single time. It is with, and you're going to probably do this better than anybody. We end it with a we out. And I'm not even going to say it. You're going to say it because I think you're going to sound much cooler than I. So on three, I need you to tell everyone out there, look into that camera and tell them we out on three. You ready? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
We out.
I knew you'd kill it. Thanks, guys, for watching. See you next time.
Business and Bourbon was edited and produced by Glass Ripper Media. Hey, if you like this episode, we'd love it if you rated us 5 stars on your favorite audio or video platform. If you didn't like it so much, rewind it. Have another drink. I promise you it'll sound better the next time around. Hey, we also love it if you joined us in our community at businessandbourbon.live. Yeah, go to businessandbourbon.live and join our community for free. You'll have access to exclusive content, and you'll know when we're going to be in your neck of the woods for our best-in-class Business and Bourbon live experience. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.